Hi, this week the question is, why does the Church of Christ not have instrumental music? The use of instrumental music in Christian worship is so commonly practiced that many people think it's always been that way. But actually, it is not. The first organ used by a body of people claiming to be Christians was in the year 670 A.D., 670 years after Christ. Pope Vitalian I introduced it in the Roman Catholic Church, and it threatened to split the church, so it was promptly removed. The Greek Orthodox Church refused to use the organ then and continues to worship without instruments even now. 800 years after Christ, the organ was reintroduced into the Catholic Church, and it remains until this time. John Calvin, the founder of the Presbyterian Church, opposed musical instruments. He said, quote, "Musical instruments in celebrating the praises of God would be no more suitable than the burning of incense, the lighting up of lamps, and the restoration of other shadows of the law," end quote. John Wesley, who founded the Methodist Church, was asked his opinion about the instrument. And he said, "I have no opposition to the organ in our chapel, provided it is neither seen nor heard," end quote. Adam Clark, who was a great Methodist commentator, wrote this, quote, "I am an old man and a minister, and I declare that I never knew mechanical instruments productive of any good in the worship of God, and I have reason to believe that they are productive of much evil. Music as a science I esteem and admire, but instruments of music in the house of God I abominate and abhor. This is the abuse of music, and I here register my protest against all such corruption in the worship of the infinite Spirit, who requires his followers to worship him in spirit and in truth," end quote. On and on we could go with quotations like these. But my point is that musical instruments in worship have not always been enjoying the popularity that they have today. As we look into the pages of the Bible, we find that musical instruments were used very freely during the Old Testament days. In fact, not only were they allowed in worship to God, they were even required by divine command. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, I start reading with verse 25. The Bible says that Hezekiah stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet, for thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. Now notice here, the house of the Lord had instruments at the commandment of God by his prophets. All right, verse 26 says, "The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priest with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began with the trumpets and with the instruments of David the king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All of this continued until the burnt offering was finished." All right, now notice, here a distinction is being made between singers and those who played instruments. Now, what can we infer from all of this? We may infer that since God commanded the instrument to be used, it would have been sinful if Israel had not used them. For Israel, the use of instrumental music was not a choice at all. God commanded it, and Israel was required to use it. As we move on to the New Testament, we see that musical instruments are conspicuously missing. Instead of praising God with musical instruments, the New Testament instructs us to sing with our voices alone, and produce the melody or the tune of the song with our hearts rather than on mechanical instruments of music. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, the Bible says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Some argue that the Greek word for singing here means to pluck or to twitch, and therefore we are at liberty to use mechanical instruments. But if the word singing really does inherently mean to pluck on a mechanical instrument of music, then mechanical instruments would not be optional. Instead, instruments would be required, if that's what the word means. Now, is anyone ready to say that Christians today must sing with instruments? Very few would be willing to go that far. The New Testament certainly does not teach this. There are several examples of men in the Bible who praised God by singing without using instruments of music in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible says, "At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." In Hebrews 13, verse 15, the Bible says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." In James 5, verse 13, the Bible says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." Now, in summary, the Old Testament taught a distinct difference between singing to God and playing on an instrument. Both of these were authorized under the Old Testament economy, and to fail to use instruments would have been rebelling against God's commandments. In contrast, the New Testament teaches vocal singing only is to be used. It's completely silent about the use of mechanical instruments of music, and to use an instrument in praise to God is to act without divine authorization. We are clearly taught that everything done by the church must be authorized by the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 17.